He made a sweeping movement with his hand. Ralph looked toward the mountain.
What's the matter?
Ralph turned.
Why?
You were looking. I don't know why. There's no signal now. Nothing to show.
You're nuts in the signal.
The taut blue horizon encircled them, broken only by the mountaintop.
That's all we've got.
He leaned his spear against the rocking stone and pushed back two handfuls of hair.
We'll have to go back and climb the mountain. That's where they saw the beast.
The beast won't be there.
What else can we do?
The others, waiting in the grass, saw Jack and Ralph unharmed and broke cover into the sunlight. They forgot the beast in the excitement of exploration. They swarmed across the bridge and soon were climbing and shouting. Ralph stood now, one hand against an enormous red block, a block large as a mill wheel that had been split off and hung tottering. Somberly he watched the mountain. He clenched his fist and beat hammer-wise on the red wall at his right. His lips were tightly compressed, and his eyes yearned beneath the fringe of hair.
Smoke!
He sucked his bruised fist.
Jack! Come on!
But Jack was not there. A knot of boys, making a great noise that he had not noticed, were heaving and pushing at a rock. As he turned, the base cracked and the whole mass toppled into the sea, so that a thunderous plume of spray leapt halfway up the cliff.
Stop it! Stop it!
His voice struck a silence among them.
Smoke!
A strange thing happened in his head. Something flittered.